I was able to see how much they didn't know about financial literacy or if property was even an avenue for them to create money. Because there's always that misconception about, oh, only the rich people can be successful in real estate. I need more to be able to do something. A lot of people were clueless about how property investment could be used strategically to do something for themselves.
Welcome to the Inspired to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Phoebe Lay, and in each episode, I will be sharing with you insights from either an inspiring person or myself to help you thrive and shine online and in person. We talk about all things marketing, relationships, money, business, growth, mindset, and more. So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast. Today, I have with me a very special young lady, Gia Rastogi, who is all about making financial literacy fun and accessible, especially for young adults diving into property investing. Growing up in a real estate savvy family, she quickly saw how rare hands-on knowledge is, which is why she wrote Class Clown to Wealth Wizard, an Amazon bestseller, breaking down finance through storytelling to show that anyone can take control of their future. Her achievements have also earned her recognition as a finalist for Teen Entrepreneur of the Year 2024. And beyond writing, Gia co-founded Gift Hampers for You with her young sister. Her real-world experience shapes her fresh take on business, money, and success. And I'm very delighted to have her on the show today. Gia, welcome. It's so good to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited for this conversation as well. You are such a young and aspiring business owner. Gift Hampers for You. You're doing that with your sister. You've written your first book already at such a young age. I would love to start off by hearing, what was it like growing up in a family who are savvy with real estate? And it sounds like you've got quite entrepreneurial parents. How has that influenced your journey today?
Yeah, I think it gives me like more opportunities. For many people, it's just about getting a good ATAR and then diving straight into uni and then getting a good job. But for me, it's given me more opportunities. I'm able to see that there is the business side that I could go into, starting my own business and changing people's lives through that. So it's more about seeing more than what other people are already exposed to.
I love that. I definitely think that your family has a huge influence on your journey and what you do. Tell me more about seeing more. How has that shaped or changed your perspective, especially when it comes to real estate, financial literacy, and investments?
Yeah, so obviously I know more now about writing a book or starting a property portfolio, starting a business, how that all works, because I've seen my parents go through that. And because their business died in COVID, I was able to see it all from home because we were all together at the time. So I was able to hear the conversations and even the hardships that come with owning a business and seeing how to overcome that and how to move forward and flourish it into something even better.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And I'm sure that has taught you so much. And it's put you in the forefront as well, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. So could you please tell us, what was the moment when you realized that you needed to turn financial literacy into a story rather than a textbook? And how long has it taken you to write this book to help other young people like yourself become not only financially literate, but also ahead compared to their peers?
Yeah. So I'm quite involved with my parents' business. So I was there with them on the property expos. I was also talking to prospects and customers who came by, and I was able to see how much they're adults and they're living their own lives. But I was able to see how much they didn't know about financial literacy or if property was even an avenue for them to create money. Because there's always that misconception about, oh, only the rich people can be successful in real estate. I need more to be able to do something. A lot of people were clueless about how property investment could be used strategically to do something for themselves. I was talking to them and I had knowledge that they didn't. And everyone told me at the time, oh, you're so lucky to have this knowledge at a young age. You should be so happy for your parents teaching you this stuff. So I was able to see that. And I realized that maybe it's something that I should share with my peers, because my friends as well didn't have that knowledge. So I decided to write a book. So I'm in year 12 now. I decided in year 8 that I wanted to write a book. But obviously, I thought I was too young to do it, and the mindset, it didn't really allow me to keep going with it. So I kind of left it there for a bit. But then in year 10, I picked it up again, but then because of school and work, so I dropped it again. But then in year 11, I really put my mind to it and decided to write the book. I published it last year in October.
That is so amazing. I am truly so proud of you for having done that in year 12 as well, when so many people are probably focusing on other things, whether it's their exams or schoolwork. I mean, I remember in year 12 for me, I spent a lot of time studying rather than thinking about even writing my first book. That is truly so different to the usual path. Good on you for doing that.
Thank you.
What skills has that given you? Has it helped you find more balance, or what other gifts has it given you in terms of life or in business?
Yeah, so I think by May, I had written my book. So I was kind of like happy with what I've created. But then my parents told me, like, maybe this isn't the best. And so I reached out to a lot of people, like financial advisors, people in the industry who had the knowledge that could help make the book even better. So I reached out to a lot of people and I seeked their feedback. And through that feedback, I was able to make it a lot better of a book. So adding the key takeaways, there was no one in the story who was negative about Sam's path. So then I changed a lot by making a negative person into the story as well. I think the feedback was what I learned the most about writing the book. So knowing that there's always someone who's has more knowledge than you who could help make what you're doing a little bit better. So seeking the feedback and then implementing that as well would be one of my key takeaways from writing a book.
Oh, good on you. Absolutely. I think definitely the more you learn and the more you know, the more you realize you don't know, right? And that's a really well-known saying. Sounds like you've done a really wise thing by asking for advice and getting other people's opinion and having your advisors around as well.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people probably forget to do. It's ask questions and ask people for help. And I'd love to hear, when you started to go down this path and you were realizing that you've got knowledge to share, what was the thing that got you to take that leap without questioning yourself, without saying, I'm too young or I can't? And you mentioned negativity. It sounds like you have positivity around you. I'd love to hear it from yourself.
Yeah, I think definitely there was negativity coming into the whole journey, knowing that I am young and I am a female as well. So it could be something that's stopping people from believing me or understanding the knowledge that I'm trying to share. So I think just having the support network around you to support you and also motivate you to do even better and really put your mind into it and give it your best.
Yeah, that's amazing. Has your family always been very negative or positive or supportive or critical? What has their influence kind of shaped the way you are today?
Definitely. They're obviously positive about the whole thing, but they do always give me new ideas or how I could grow even more or what I could add to the book as well. Not even in the book, just in all aspects of my life. So how can I go that one step further? So they're always there pushing me from behind.
That's amazing. I love the sounds of that. I would love to hear more about the book. Could you tell us a little bit more about Sam, the character in the book, what he goes through, and who is this book for as well?
I think it's definitely good to mention that it's a nonfiction and fiction book. So it's a story, but it also teaches along the way as well. So like you mentioned, there's the five characters and Sam's the main character. It's based on a high school reunion and they meet after 20 years. Originally, he's a class clown, Sam. And so a lot of people were doubting, oh, could he even succeed later on? Is there even any hope for him? So then when they meet him, they realize that he actually has a lot more wealth than them. And so then they suddenly want to learn more about him, how he's done it and what his journey is. So it's about that transformation and how he's able to do it. So it's a full on discussion about like, oh, how did you do this? And then also because they're five regular Aussies, they have their own opinions and they're trying to converse about it and also contradict each other. Oh, but that's not what I've believed from day one. How could you go and do this? So then it's always about having those different opinions and how the reader can also learn from the journey. And probably, like you said, the readers are like mainly, it's targeted towards young adults, but it can also be for anyone who's wanting to become better with their financial freedom or even personal development. This book is for anyone, regardless of their knowledge or previous experiences.
Amazing. That sounds so good. Was there a challenge between blending teaching with storytelling? How did you manage to balance the two?
Yeah, it was definitely hard because it got to the point where I didn't know if I should add more descriptions about the scene or if I should add more about what they're saying. But I think overall, I was able to get a nice balance of it. So that it's like in three different scenes. So like they're having dinner together, they're at a coffee shop together. So they're able to play around with their where they are, but also they're talking about each other as well.
Wow, that is so captivating. I think it sounds like a really fun book to read and also one that's packed full of knowledge. And I think a lot of young people could definitely benefit from that.
Definitely.
Sam also sounds like a really relatable character. Is he based on parts of yourself or somebody you even know, or was he just someone that was completely fictional and made up?
Well, I think it's a blend of both of them. So it's not specifically one person, but I've taken characteristics of people I know and even just the success mindset, the law of abundance. So I've taken that knowledge and I've crafted Sam to have those attributes. So taking a bunch of different pieces of advice and knowledge and putting it all together into one character.
Wow, that's really, really cool. I'm sure that there's lots of elements that many different people will relate to as well.
100%.
What was the most fun part about writing this book?
I've actually never been asked that, but I think it was pretty fun to research and then also putting it all together. Obviously, I've never had such a massive project. So having that timeline, I was trying to finish it before my birthday. But like I mentioned, I got the feedback and I realized that there was more work that I had to add. So then I had to elongate the timeline. But also it was like a really big project that I was working on outside of school. So without the grades, it was something that I was doing like just for myself and to create that influence as well.
It sounds like you've adapted a lot of skills from this experience and you're able to manage not only yourself and your time, but as you said, project management. And there is a lot to go into a book. It's not as simple as you just sit and write when you've got some spare time. So
yeah,
it sounds like you have juggled quite a number of really pressing things in the last couple of years, which is so exciting for what you've got to come, especially once you finish school. Looking ahead, I'd love to hear, do you see yourself writing more books in the future, maybe a sequel to Sam's journey? Or is there something that you're wanting to focus more on next year? Where do you see yourself in the next couple of years?
That's an awesome question. I'm not too sure about writing a book just as of now, but definitely in the future, there could be something more coming, especially like how the other characters have used that information to implement it on themselves. So what they've learned from Sam's journey. And next year, definitely, because I'm now going to be transitioning to uni. So focusing more on maybe like business. I want to expand my knowledge base even more and getting a degree or even like doing my own tasks at home. So creating more websites or focusing more on digital marketing. A lot of different things that I'll be focusing on next year.
Wow, Gia, that is so exciting, especially when it comes to finishing high school. I think you've got a whole world ahead of you and you could do so much with it. So I love that you mentioned that you want to study and you want to go to uni and get your degree, but you also still want to have your own side gig or your side hustle and creating websites, digital marketing. You can't go wrong with those things. There's definitely no shortage of people needing those things. And if it's something that you're passionate about, why would why not? Expanding on your skill set is a great way of investing in yourself.
Thank you.
Now, in terms of the audience, who do you want to have read this book? And is there a particular group of people that you had in mind when you were writing it?
Yeah, so when I was writing it, there was definitely the younger adults, so my peers and people obviously older than me, but also people who want to go into creating more streams of income for themselves, but don't know how to go along with it. Because what my book does very skillfully, I believe, is exposing more people to those kind of concepts and ideas. So there's things about like compounding, leveraging, pyramiding, a bunch of things, obviously on a surface level, but allowing you to know that there is that world there for you to take advantage of. And so anyone who wants to get into that side of things, but doesn't really know how to. So it also goes into how to build your team around you, how to have those people who support you and can have more knowledge than you, who can help you with your journey. So like accountants or mortgage brokers, people who can really support you with that journey. Just having that knowledge is very important for starting something of your own. So especially for people who find other books intimidating, because I find a lot of books out there, they're very hard to read or they go into very difficult concepts straight off the bat. But my book, on the other hand, it's just exposing you to those concepts.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I remember one of the first books that my dad got me to read when I was in high school, aside from ones that the school set for me, was Rich Dad Poor Dad. And I remember when I read that, there were definitely concepts in there where I thought, I don't know how this applies to me right now as a teenager. And
Definitely.
I feel like if I had my hands on a book like what you've written, Class Clown to Wealth Wizard, that probably as a teenager would have been a lot more easier to read and a bit more relatable. Certainly, I think that was definitely a gap in the market that you found, and that was something that was missing that you filled, which is really great.
Yeah, so even for like parents wanting to gift it to their children, or even I read Rich Dad Poor Dad. I read it in year seven actually. And for me, there was a bunch of things that I didn't understand, and I had to have my dad teach me about what does this mean? How do I use this in the future? But even my book, it has some concepts from Rich Dad Poor Dad, but explaining it a lot in more simpler terms and something that you can apply later on.
That's fantastic. I love that your dad went through it with you as well. It sounds like you've got someone handholding you through some of these larger concepts that they don't teach you in school. I'd love to know if you could put one thing in the school curriculum that isn't currently in there already, what would it be?
Probably more about like financial literacy and how you can achieve that yourself. Because there are some small courses that are like economics or business studies, but what I find is that they're very focused on large scale businesses, but don't really focus on how you can do it and apply it to yourself. So probably that more like applicable knowledge for a person themselves. Because I have a lot of friends who would love to start a business in the future, but don't really know how to as of now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would definitely be a great class that a lot of people would find quite interesting as well. Gia, I have been so inspired speaking to you ever since the first time we met. And I definitely hope to see you writing more books in the future. Maybe not while you're at uni, but when the time comes, I'd love to get my hands on your future books as well as this current one. And it sounds like you've already achieved so much at such a young age, which is so inspiring to so many young people and also adults as well. And I'm sure for the parents that are listening, they would love to get this book in their child's hands. Can you please let us know what's the best way for people to order your book and how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so my book's on Amazon, but I'm also selling it on my own website, so classclowntowealthwizard.com. And it's a website built by me. You can put in your details and order a copy from there and you'll get an autographed and signed copy from me. I'm also on social media, so YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, the whole lot, even Facebook. So definitely get in touch with me and I'm posting little tips and tricks on social media, so short videos that you can learn more and stay in touch with me.
Oh, Gia, that is awesome. So for those that are listening, please make sure that if you haven't already, get in touch with Gia today and make sure you get a signed copy of Class Clown to Wealth Wizard. It sounds like a great book. And whether I think it also would be quite applicable for people of all walks of life and all ages as well. I think even as an adult, even as someone that is already savvy with their investments, you could definitely learn something from this book and share that knowledge as well with other people around you. So Gia, thank you so much for sharing that. And I would love to wrap up this interview by finding out your goals for the next 5 to 10 years. Where do you see yourself and what's one big takeaway that you want people to have from listening to this interview or reading your book?
Yeah, so for the next 5 years, I want to start a business of my own. So maybe something like digital marketing or financial literacy or even a buyer's agent like my parents, but definitely having my own business where I can change more people's lives and creating that vision. Like alongside that, I want to increase my influence and making sure a lot of people know the one big takeaway from today is that financial literacy is applicable to everyone. And no matter where you are, you can achieve financial literacy, financial freedom as well. And definitely having that team around you to support you, making sure that you don't make mistakes using their knowledge. So definitely financial freedom and literacy is for everyone. And even if you're a regular Aussie, there is something for you to tap into and you can achieve financial freedom.
Amazing, Gia. Wow, that is such a big message. That is an empowering message. And I think a lot of people will probably need to let that one sink in as well, because certainly financial freedom and abundance and financial literacy is available for everybody. We all deserve it. We can all achieve that as well. We can all live a life where we have the freedom to do the things that we love and to enjoy it. So I love the message. Thank you so much for gifting us with your time and also with this book as well. It is such a phenomenal book. Can't wait for people to get their hands on it. And Gia, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your story today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so, so grateful for being here today.
It's been an honor to have you.
Thank you.
So thanks for tuning in and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive.